It's the weekend at long, long last. Well, I know it kind of starts on Friday, but it's Saturday, and you're welcome to GSFM. Nice to have your company today. The 25th of June, 6 months to Christmas. How many shopping days is that? Jared, did you really mention Christmas in June?
I did.
What can I say? Well, I tell you firstly, what was happening down through the years. All right, we may as well stick to the usual format. 1867 on this day, Lucien B. Smith patented the first barbed wire. Oh, that's something for you to chat about tonight. In 1876, Lieutenant Colonel Custer and the 210 men of the U.S. 7th Cavalry were killed by Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at Little Bighorn in Montana. The event is known as Custer's Last Stand. In 1938, Douglas Hyde was inaugurated as the first President of the Irish Republic. In 1952, John Christie, the British murderer of 10 Willington Place, was sentenced to death for killing six women. More presidents of Ireland. 1959, Eamon De Valera became president at the age of 76. And more. In 1973, Erskine Childers Jr. became president after the retirement of Eamon De Valera. What is today? June 25th, Irish President Day? I don't know. 1992, Billy Joel got his high school diploma. Only then, why was that? Oh, he had overslept and missed English and gym finals 25 years before. And if he wasn't famous, they wouldn't have cared less. 1993, Kim Campbell took office as Canada's first woman Prime Minister. She assumed power upon the resignation of Brian Mulroney. And in 1998, on this very day, Microsoft's Windows 98 was released to the public. We all remember that fateful day. Indeed we do. There we go, just some of the happenings down through the years on this day, the 25th of June. Do hope Saturday is going to be a good day for you. Now, what have we got to tidy up? Oh, there's plenty to tidy up. Take a listen to this. That was the song that we played yesterday and said, please give us the next word. And the next word was chick. Absolutely. Who's that chick? That's Rihanna and David Guetta from a couple of weeks ago. And a great song it is too. Will we have another listen? Lovely. Bernie in Essex was the girl that guessed it correctly. Do you like the way I said that, Bernie? The girl. And she said that 9 a.m. is not late. It's a reasonable hour. Well, that's fair enough, I suppose. Bernie, thank you very much. Here's today's Tell Me What the Next Word Is and what this lady wants to set fire to. Go on, tell me. No, the artist is not good enough. Tell me what she wants to set fire to. No, any ideas? Let me know, please. Can I say happy birthday to one of Ireland's premier entertainers? Has been for a number of years. She'd kill me for saying that. Indeed she will. Frances Black. She's also a GSFM friend. So, Frances, a very happy birthday to you. And if you're gigging, give him socks. All right, happy birthday today. Lord Louis Mountbatten shares your birthday. Born on this day in 1900. George Orwell, 1903. Carly Simon, born on this day in 1945. And George Michael celebrates his birthday today. He was born in 1963. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday today. Our useless fact for today. I told you we talk about shark attacks. Well, more than 90% of shark attack victims survive. That's a wonderful record, 90%. So if you get a little nibble by a shark, chances are you'll be all right. Tomorrow, the size of the average family in New Zealand. Join me for that, please, if you can, or if you will. Enjoy Saturday. Thank you for your company. From me, Jer Sweeney, and everybody at International Headquarters. Have a good one. Bye-bye.